Good afternoon. First of all, I would like to thank Bud Lion Libraries for the opportunity to participate in the seminar. I'll present part of my PhD, of my ongoing PhD research conducted at the State University of Rio de Janeiro in Brazil, supervised by Professor André Reis Novaes, with financial support from CAPES, called From Barrier's Territory to Feminicides Mapping, Practices, Discourses, and Mapping Languages by Latin American Feminist Cartographies. First of all, we've been calling Latin American Feminist Cartographies a broad set of methodological strategies and theoretical constructions undertaken in recent years, especially by autonomous collectives and women mappers from Mexico, Ecuador, Uruguay, and Argentina. Based on exploratory research, we have systematized into two main axes, deeply articulated. One, the cartography of feminicides, and two, cartography of the body as territory. My research main goal is to identify, systematize, and analyze the practices, discourses, and mapping languages used by these feminist cartographies. For this research, which understand feminism and cartography as academic fields and as political fields in permanent dispute, we use as theoretical methodological basis the critical studies on cartography in dialogue with the decolonial perspective, the contributions of intersectional feminist geographies and decolonial feminism, and a feminist methodology. In agreement with Harley, we consider maps as deep texts, cultural artifacts, and socially constructed discourses inserted in an asymmetric relations of power and knowledge. As such, cartography creates invisibilities, geographical imaginaries, and hegemonical ways of reading the world and thinking about space. However, as a field in dispute, cartography has been appropriated by other agents, whose practices not only expose its hegemonical character in the construction of representations about the world, but also create new narratives and representations about reality. In dialogue with feminist geographies, we understand that issues concerning women's lives were excluded from cartography, denying female bodies spatial experiences and limiting geographical imaginations about space. In this sense, the dialogue with decolonial feminism also seems fundamental, explaining the relationships between coloniality and women's body submission. Decolonial feminism considered the body the first place where power penetrates through a historical process in which female body submission was associated with the control of the territories. At the same time, when considering the body as a space for politics, which is never monolithic, but instead crossed by conflicts, it considers the body as the first place from which resistance is offered. The resumption of the body as a political sphere is directly related to this new cartographic production, constructing with the idea of an abstract map and subject, an embodied situated subject that produces maps. Opposed to the interests of objectivity and neutrality, we present contextualized and embodied knowledge productions. In this sense, the research will be built based on a feminist methodology that also situates the researcher and recognizes women mappers as agents of knowledge production from their specific political practices and contexts. Following up, I'm going to show you some examples of cartography of feminicides I've been researching. Sonia Madrigal is a Mexican artist who, since 2014, maps the places where the bodies of women victims of feminicides have been found. In her words, it's a matter of indicating the territories of death, which for the authorities remain invisible. The map is produced by her on the Google Maps platform, identifying feminicides in Mexico State, from the records made through newspaper and other data generated by feminist collectives. This is the mapping of feminicides in Ecuador, produced by the Colectivo de Geografía Crítica del Ecuador throughout 2016 and 2017, from the joint work with other feminist collectives inspired by Sonia Madrigal's work. For the mapping of feminicide, a survey was done in official sources such as hotlines and public prosecutor's office. Given the deficiencies in official data, a survey was started in newspapers and previous monitoring carried out by other feminist collectives. A series of thematic maps were produced and published, from which we had the synthesis map indicating feminicides between 2014 and 2016. Like other maps from the collective of the series Cartography So As Not to Forget, the map has a specific design aimed at drawing the public's attention, also bringing text with complementary information that help in the construction of a counter-hegemonic narrative concerning gender-based violence, emphasizing the state's co-responsibility for crimes of feminicide. A part of the strategies of diffusion and incidents in public opinion and government spheres, as part of these strategies, the map was printed in large size and took part in a performance organized by different feminist collectives in 2016. Along with the performance, a manifest from Critical Geography Against Women Violence was addressed to the National Congress. The mapping work was also extended to training workshops with journalists to affect the hegemonic discourse around gender-based violence that occupies the media. Now, I present the cartographies of the body as territory, which has been developed mainly by the Colectivo Miradas Críticas del Territorio desde el Feminismo, and has been replicated by other feminist collectives in the region. It's a body mapping methodology developed by the Colectivo Miradas Críticas, a collective formed by women and men from Ecuador, Mexico, Spain, Brazil, and Uruguay. Based on feminist cartographies, feminist liberation theologies, and community and decolonial feminism, the body as territory mapping methodology was created from the experience of feminist activists with communities affected by extractive projects in Ecuador and other Latin American contexts. They realized the control of the territories was also transferred to the control of female bodies. Inspired by the methodology of social cartography, the mapping consists of exploring the body as territory in both the subjective and the political sense of the term, relating the bodies to the asymmetric relations of power and the disputes over the appropriation of the space in which these bodies are inscribed. The dynamic starts with sensorial exercising, reconnecting with the body. In sequence, there is the mapping of the body of each one, considering the health and disease conditions, the affection, the memories, the scars of violence, the multiple oppressions that cross the body in a context of violation of the territories. The dynamics are fundamentally based on experiences and memories, both collective and individual, and on the body's recovery as an essential category to rethink the oppression suffered and the knowledge and senses lost in a patriarchal gender structure. The Colectivo Miradas Críticas published a guide for mapping the body as territory, which I invite you to explore. Even though it's a PhD research at an early stage, we'd like to make some initial insights. By placing women's bodies on maps, a traditional instrument of patriarchal geography of control over female bodies and space, these women mappers confront the hegemonic understanding of cartography and highlight the existence and the violence suffered by subjects who, until then, had been marginalized by the state and the discipline cartography itself, including some counter mapping practice. Therefore, these cartographies represent the rupture with silence and the erasures related to the place of women and the feminine in maps and mapping. They use different supports from traditional cartography, virtual resources, and unconventional mapping methods, playing with the rules according to their convenience, possibilities, and objectives to be achieved, whether related to visibility, denunciation, community strengthening, and formulation of public policies or impact on legislation. The maps appear here as ambivalent tools criticized for their unequivocal association with the maintenance of colonial and patriarchal relations of power, but at the same time appropriated for process of resistance. Also, feminist mappers develop a sophisticated conceptual reflection associating violations of the female body territory to feminicide, understood as the culmination of the same structural gender violence. It's also worth noting the strong association with artistic, aesthetic, and performative dynamics in the production and dissemination of maps, revisiting the artistic dimension removed from cartography in the name of scientific objectivity. Still, in this sense, they bring the body, emotions, affectivity, and memories to the center of the cartographic debate, dimensions disqualified by modern colonial cartography, whose cartographic convention historically excluded other repertoire of narratives and spatial experience that did not fit into rationality. Besides, they allow the intertwining of narratives of personal and collective memories, highlighting the social character of all personal memory. These maps also make sense in the dispute for the deconstruction of hegemonic narratives and subjectivities, with the public space as the center of its diffusion, seeking to influence the formation of a new social imaginary, which behaves and denaturalizes violence against female bodies. For this reason, not only the map itself is valued as a final product, but mainly its production process. The process of producing maps through collectives also function as a symbolic process of constituting themselves as a political subject and as an element of political action and mobilization. Also, networks and collectives data production are fundamental to compensate for official data's insufficiency on gender-based violence. This situation has been also denounced by researchers who investigate domestic violence and racism in urban space. Finally, although women mappers operate outside the state and despite and against the state, they also have strategies to fight with the state. On one hand, they denounce the state for its negligence and co-responsibility for crimes against women's lives. On the other hand, they try to influence legislation and public policies through the mapping processes. In conclusion, the feminist cartographies make it possible to expand our way of conceiving cartography concerning its actors, languages, processes, strategies, and uses. But with this, they also influence our way of conceiving space in the terms proposed by Massey as the possibility of coexisting of multiplicity. It remains to be seen the scope of this cartography in a context in which what is at stake is not only the control of territory and bodies, but our spatial notions, limited and naturalized through widely disseminated technical cartographic systems, increasingly controlled. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Manuela. Absolutely terrific stuff there. So, I have a question for you. My question is, how have women been able to influence policymakers with their maps?
Hi. So as you could see, I'm not really fluently in English, so I'll try to answer you the best way I can. Well, I think in one way, by diffusing this data that is not publicized by the state, and also by bringing new information, because the state, the official data, as I showed, they are incomplete, actually. So when the feminist collectives, when they work together, they produce new data about feminicides and about all gender-based violence. So in this way, by bringing new information, by diffusing them for the public, it was remarkable, for example, that in Ecuador, when they produced this feminicide map, people printed the map. A lot of women printed the map and brought it to a demonstration in the street against feminicide. So it was remarkable how this the map language had more impact, as if it were just a graphic, for example, no? And that was also a concern for the collective, for the colectivo de geografía, because they, or I could say we, we insisted in the design of the map, not only to bring, to put the information in the map, but also the design of the map. And also, I think by proposing, or like we did with the manifest against violence, gender violence, by proposing new forms of new forms of managing this violence, by denouncing and also by proposing.
Thank you. That's a really good answer.